Let's turn back to the last verse of the chapter that we read together from Romans chapter 6. And we're going to be thinking about, I guess, what's quite a well-known verse of the New Testament. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you want the good news first or the bad news? That's a question we're asked sometimes, isn't it? I got good news for you, I got bad news for you. Which do you want first? Well, what do you pick? Do you pick the bad? You think, well, I'll have the bad news first because I got the good news to look forward to. You know, just like eating your sprouts and your carrots before you can have your dessert. I'll have the bad news first. Or maybe you say, well, no, let's have the good news first. And then when you tell me the bad news, I've still got the good news in my mind. Well, here in this verse, you have the bad news first, and you have the good news that follows. And in one sense, the good news is not good news unless the bad news has been understood. In one sense, we will never grasp the amazing good news that this verse gives us unless we've understood the big problem that it deals with. And here in this verse, we are told what the bad news is. We're told how the good news answers the bad news, and we're given the one and only way that the good news can be true of us. So firstly, the wages of sin is death. Do you remember the first wage packet you had? Maybe it was some time ago and you actually had a packet. You had the envelope, perhaps, and maybe through a window in the envelope, or perhaps you had to open it and you had to check that you were paid what you had expected to be paid. But you had that first weekly salary, it probably was, in those days. Nowadays, it's all done through the bank, isn't it? And so perhaps your first salary, you had to check. You had to go perhaps to the bank and get a statement, or perhaps you bank online. And so there it was, your first wage packet. And you thought, well, yes, I'm here now. I've got a job. I'm part of the employed community. Imagine if at the end of that first week you'd gone and you'd asked for your wages and they said, no, there's no wages for you. Or imagine if you'd done a month's work and you looked on your bank accounts and there was no salary. It wasn't there. Well, the first thing you'd do is you'd get on the phone, wouldn't you? Or you'd go to see human resources or whatever and say, no, look, I've done the work. I've actually worked for the month. I've worked for the week. There's no wage packet. There's no salary. That's not fair. That's not right. You see, wages are what you deserve. In fact, if you don't get your wages, you have been wronged. Wages are not something that's a charitable gift to you. Wages is your just desserts. You've done the work. You've been in and you've done all the things that your employer has demanded of you. And if there are no wages, then that's wrong because that's what you deserve. You see, that's the picture here. That's the sobering picture here. That's the frightening picture here. The wages of sin is death. You see, there's two big words there besides wages in that sentence alone, isn't there? Here is sin. The Bible speaks to us about sin. Sin is what separates us from God. Sin is doing those things, saying those words, thinking those thoughts, having those attitudes that are not right in the sight of a holy God. And the Bible speaks to us about sin from beginning to end, from the very first chapters in Genesis, and from the very first sin that takes place in Genesis chapter 3. All through the Bible, we are reminded about the seriousness of sin. And the Bible tells us, and we've already looked at a verse that tells us that on one of these Sunday mornings, that we have all sinned and we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And so this verse is about us. But you see, sin pays wages to us. If we are sinners, we are paid a wage for our sins. And if we don't have that wage, that would make God unjust. It would make a God, as it were, as unjust as an employer who doesn't pay you your salary for the work that you do for him or for her or for the company. And what's the wage? What's the salary? What's the result? It is death. That's what God's word says. That's what God warns us of again and again in the scripture, that our sins mean we must die. Again, go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, when God spoke to Adam in the Garden of Eden and warned him about the tree from which he shouldn't take the fruit. He told him, in the day that you do that, you will surely die. And you see, every human being, with the glorious exception of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has lived on this planet in the thousands of years since Eden, has been living proof of the reality of that verse and this verse. You see, there's coming a day when you're going to die. There's coming a day when I'm going to die. And the doctor will come, and the death certificate will be issued. And on the death certificate, there will be a cause of death. And that could be anything, couldn't it? We could die in an accident. We could die of a disease. We could just die of old age. But there it'll be, the cause of death. And what is it that took this person from this world into the next? And there'll be an answer to the question, why did this person die? But it won't be the whole answer. Because you see, ultimately, the cause of death, the Bible tells us, is sin. Ultimately, the real reason why we leave this world, the real reason why one day we will draw a last breath in this world, is because we're sinners. And sin pays its wages. And God, who is just, and God, who gives us, as it were, what we deserve, gives us our just deserts in that sense, doesn't withhold that from us. The wages of sin is death. But you know, the death that's spoken of here isn't just a physical death. The Bible, when it speaks of death, sometimes it's talking about a physical death, but very often it's talking about something bigger than that, something spiritual, something eternal, something which is a death that goes beyond the grave, a death that is eternal in its scope. A death that means that we'll be separated forever from God. You see that in Eden, don't you? God had said, the day on which you eat of this tree, you will surely die. But actually, Adam and Eve saw that day out, and they lived for many more years. But there was spiritual death that had come into the world. And so you see, this verse is not just talking about physical death, but it's talking about something far worse than that, something that's eternal in its consequences. And you and I are here this morning, and every one of us is a sinner. And every one of us has sinned since we got up this morning. And the wages of sin is death. That's what the Bible says. If you come to terms with that, if you realize that, have you seen where you are before God, before a holy God? Have you grasped that truth? Wouldn't it be awful now if I just announced the last hymn? If I said, that's all I've got to tell you this morning. Let's have the last hymn. Linda came to the piano and wouldn't that be awful? If all I could say to you this morning is the wages of sin is death, if you've truly understood that, you'd go out the most miserable of people, the most frightened of people, and rightly so. But you see, this verse doesn't end there, does it? Here's where the good news comes in. The wages of sin is death, but it's one of the great buts of the Bible. There are, through the Bible, very often, verses where the one side is given, and then we have the other side. And we say, thank God for the buts of Scripture. Well, here's a wonderful but. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Do you notice? You notice how this part of the verse is the complete opposite of the first part of the verse. It's almost like a mirror opposite. It's almost, in three ways it's opposite, isn't it? So whereas we were talking about wages before, we're now talking about a gift. You see, wages are what we deserve. A gift is what comes to us even if we don't deserve it. A gift is something, in a sense, that's unexpected. A gift is something that we receive that isn't our just reward. It isn't what we've worked for. When the employer at the end of the week or the end of the month gives you your wage packet, the employer doesn't say, well, here's a gift from you. You say, no, this isn't a gift. This is what I deserve. This is what I've worked for. This is what I've earned. No. We're talking now about a gift, something that the sovereign God gives to men and women. And you notice it's the gift of God. You see, we've gone now from the wages of sin to the gift of God. Isn't that amazing? That God should want to give us a gift. The God that we've sung about this morning. We began, didn't we, reading and singing Psalm 24. What a great psalm that is. This earth belongs to God. The world, its wealth, and all its people. He made the oceans wide and scattered every sea. And sure, this God is going to give us a gift. This God loves us. This God looks upon us. This God wants to bestow a gift upon us. How can he give us this gift? We'll see it in a moment. He gives us this gift because of the greatest gift that he gave to this world, his own son, Jesus. But you see it here. Whereas we saw the wages, here's the gift. We saw the wages of sin, here is the gift of God. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is life. And it's eternal life. You see, that's what God wants to give you this morning. Eternal life is a gift that comes from God. Now, again, you notice eternal life isn't wages. There are some people who think that they can earn eternal life, that God will give them eternal life as wages for their good deeds. If only I do enough good deeds, if only I live a clean enough life, if only I'm a good enough neighbor, if only if I give towards charity all that I can, if only I go to church every Sunday, if only I say the Lord's Prayer every night before I go to bed, or I read my Bible, and so the list goes on. If only I go on pilgrimages to Mecca or to Rome or to some other place that people have set out as a holy site. If I go there, I'll get eternal life. If only I'll do this. You see, that would make eternal life a wage, wouldn't it? It would make eternal life not a gift, but something that we deserve. But the Bible says we can't do that. It has to be a gift. A gift that God's willing to give us. And you see, this gift is eternal life. Eternal means the life of eternity. And that means it's everlasting. You notice in the verse before, it speaks about everlasting life. In other words, a life that goes on and on and on beyond the grave. But it's not just everlasting. It's something greater than that. It's more multidimensional than just length. It's the life of God in our hearts. It's a life of God that comes from God himself. It's a heaven life. It begins here in this world. It begins in the here and now. Eternal life is a gift that comes to us from God. And the God that we've worshipped this morning, the God whose praise we've sung, the God whose word we read, the God that we have come to meet with this morning is the God who gives, and he gives, and he gives again. But here he tells us that although we deserve death, there is another possibility that we can have eternal life, and it is a gift that comes to us from God. Do you want that gift? Think of the best gift you've ever had. Think about what you had last Christmas. Think what you've had for your birthday this year. Think about the greatest gift that somebody's ever given you, and and the most surprising gift, maybe even the most undeserved gift. My friend, it has nothing in comparison with this gift. The gift of God is eternal life. How? How can we have that eternal life? How can I be saved from my wages? How can I be redeemed from what I truly deserve? And that is death, and eternal death, and spiritual death. How can I have this good news, this eternal life? Well, here it is. It's in Christ Jesus the Lord. It's through Jesus Christ, and it is through him alone. You and I can have eternal life. We can be set free from our sins and the just deserts of our sins in Jesus alone. How is that possible? Well, because he is the gift that God has given to this world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This gift comes because of the great gift, the gift of Jesus. And this gift comes because Jesus has taken our wages for himself. Jesus has taken the punishment for our sins upon himself. You see, that's what Calvary is about. The Bible tells us that's why Jesus died. Oh yes, Jesus died because wicked men, jealous men, false religious leaders persecuted and crucified him. Yes, he died because of that. There's no doubt about that. But ultimately Christ dies so that he can take the penalty and take the judgment of our sins in himself. He comes as a substitute. He comes as the sacrifice. He comes as the answer to sin. He comes and he bears our heavy load, as we sang earlier on in that lovely hymn. Our heavy load he chose to bear. In Jesus Christ, our sins can be forgiven because they've been paid for already. Paid for on the cross. Paid for by the Savior. Paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And so you see, you and I can face death, face that moment when the death certificate is filled in about our life and our life has come to an end. We can face that because we know that in Christ, God has given us eternal life. One of the next verses we'll look at is there in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So if we come to Christ, and if we trust in him, if we believe in him, if we ask him to be our Savior and our Lord, if we hand our lives over to him, if we trust in his death upon the cross and his life-giving resurrection from the grave, the Bible says you're not going to get what you deserve. Instead, you have the gift of God, which is eternal life. You know, this verse, like so many verses in the Bible, divides the whole of mankind into two groups. We've heard lots about different groupings this week, haven't we? Those who voted Labour, those who voted Conservative, those who voted Plaid, those who voted whatever else, those who didn't vote for anybody. We've heard a lot about that. Ultimately, that doesn't matter. Ultimately, it matters about which of these two groups are you in. Are you in the first group that will just get your wages? Just get what you deserve. Or are you in the second group? Come to God in Christ that you might have eternal life. May God by his Spirit so impress these truths upon us that we know that though our sin pays its wages, we have everlasting life through Jesus Christ, God's gift to us.